Okay, Robbie L., what did you hear of that?
The last part I heard was something about he's a jack of clubs and something in relation to a king of clubs, and then it faded out on me.
Okay, all right, okay. So men are kings and jacks in this system. So he's a jack of clubs. So a king of clubs would be represented. He would be represented by a king of clubs. And your long-range card and your result card for this year and your PR spread for age 37 is a king of clubs. So it looks like you could end up with him, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and you've got the marriage card as a challenge this year. So what that means is this year you're thinking about marriage and you're thinking about family. It's something that you're thinking about, but it's something you would have to sort of work towards.
Mm-hmm.
Like our challenge card is always something that is going to transform us, and by the end of the year, really, we get what the results card is, which is that you've got that king of clubs. So it seems like marriage is something that you might be working towards this year, and if you did, you would end up with him or a man who is a club, but it would seem like it would be him, okay?
Okay.
And now in your other spread, you've got a five of hearts as the challenge, and that's usually a change in relationship status. So, like, if you're single, you know, you would get married. If you're married, you might get divorced or separated. But since it's in the challenge position, there's something probably that you would have to be doing or shifting within yourself to sort of get to the place where you're ready to change your relationship status, okay? So I'm just saying that, you know, in both of your spreads, you've got these heart cards. So you're thinking about marriage, but then there's also something that you might have to do, a shift within yourself to be married. Now, I don't know what that is. Now, usually with someone who's like a five, first of all, a three of hearts person, you know, they like variety. So it might be something that you might have to be sure this is the right person. And then the five of clubs like their freedom. Okay, and sometimes, you know, I mean, five of the women will often, you know, sometimes they won't be aware of their tendency to not commit or their need for freedom, and sometimes they may project that on something. So if you're just aware that, you know, this is part of sort of your nature or part of, you know, you can just sort of own that and be able to make sure that you have all the freedom that you're going to need, you know, within yourself and within the work you do and within your relationship, that would actually be in line with what you need. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, are you aware of that? So you are aware of that, these sort of things within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Okay, all right. So as long as you're aware of them and you're aware of then what you need as a result and you go about making sure that those things are met, then, you know, you can have the relationship, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, in your three of hearts, you got a four of hearts in Mercury, and usually Mercury things happen very quickly. So four of hearts, five of clubs, that's you. So again, that represents you thinking about marriage. And then he shows up in Venus, king of clubs again, with a nine of hearts, and that's kind of seems like you're either going to break up with him or you're going to probably, maybe he'll propose. See, you've got a nine of hearts. A nine is either going to, it's a fulfillment of some, it's a completion. Nines are always completions, but completions aren't necessarily bad. It's like graduating from school is a completion. You know, it's like a graduation. But with that graduation, you move on to something else. Ending the single life is an ending. You know, it's to get married. You end your single life and you begin a married life. You understand what I'm saying?
Huh?
So you got this key of clubs with this nine hearts underneath it. So either the relationship may come to an end, or it may just change the way it's being, or maybe you know, you guys will get married. So, but there's you have a lot of heart cards in your three of hearts spread, because you've got a seven of hearts and a two of hearts in Mars, and you've got a queen of hearts in Jupiter. Queen of hearts is the wife card, so you could conceivably get married in Jupiter, and you've got a king of hearts in Saturn. Now, king of hearts in Saturn. And you got a four space underneath it. And normally I would say in King of Hearts and Saturn might be, you know, a challenge with a man, but you got this four space under it. And maybe it just might be you adjusting to, you know, being actually, you know, getting married. And then you got a ten of hearts and Uranus, and that's usually like groups and audiences, and that could also be a wedding. So you've got a lot of heart cards, and I kind of see that relationship's going to take up, going to be something you're going to be thinking about a lot, in this following year. But now you do have some, and in your Five of Clubs card, now the reason why I can't say completely that he's going to be the one you're going to marry, because you got some threes, you're three of heart yourself. And 37, and then you've got, I think there may be, I'm just kind of can wonder if there may be some still question within you. I mean, this is something you're going to have to, kind of check inside yourself and see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got a Three of Hearts in Neptune, and usually Three of Hearts is, more than one person or some kind of uncertainty. And, it's in Neptune, so it's hopes and fears. So there may be a part of you that's hoping for this relationship, mm-hmm. really hoping and really wanting. And then there may be another part of you that might be a little uncertain, if this is something, you really want to do, or if you're, so either it's uncertainty about the marriage itself, or there's some uncertainty about this person, or maybe, you may have another option. I mean, I'm just saying that it just may be your own inner kind of uncertainty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He could just be showing up as, someone that is, really ready, and it could just be you,
okay,
who is, may have a question. But I do see you do have quite a bit of marriage cards, because in your Five of Clubs, you got that Nine of Hearts, again, in Mercury. You've got Two of Hearts, which is the Lover's card in Venus. You got Queen of Hearts, which is, again, another marriage card. So, but then later on, you've got these Three of Hearts. So, relationships. So I think this is going to be a year when you're really going to, get clear about what it is you want, if you really do want to get married. Do you know what you want?
Yes.
You do.
Yeah, I want to get married, and I want some little ones.
Okay, well, do you know what you want in a partner?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, so you're clear about that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, if you're clear about it, then I think this guy would probably, be someone. But there's also, I just have to say, you got a Seven of Spades long range for this year.
Uh-huh.
So that's a card of faith. That's a spiritual card. The sevens and nines are spiritual numbers, and that's a spiritual card. So some kind of faith is going to be required. I'm not sure about what. I mean, he's a Jack of Clubs, not a diamond. So his for your long range in this one, you've got a Seven of Spades, Nine of Diamonds. So that it's somehow having faith in him. Do you have doubts about him, or what? How do you feel in relationship to him in terms of as him being a possible husband material and father for these children you're wanting to have?
I feel really positive about it. I mean, I've been knowing him since we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know he's the type of guy, he wants to make sure that everything is everything. And I feel like he's thinking about it. I mean, I'm just not sure if I'm really what he wants. I think I am, but just not quite 100% sure.
He's not 100% sure.
Yes.
So he's not 100%, you feel he's not 100% sure about you?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm kind of questioning. I don't know. Because we haven't, I think we're going to kind of talk about that a little bit more, but we just haven't had that.
Okay, I'm going to plug in your dates into my relationship program here, so hold on one second. Your birthday, again, is 11/30. I'm going to see what kind of connections you have because, now one thing, I don't want to scare you, so I don't want to, to tell people. But he's Jack of Clubs, and
uh-huh.
One thing I can say about Jack of Clubs is they have a, I talked about a life path. This system is actually, there's a lot more to the system than I can really explain in the class. But they have in their life path, Jack of Clubs have a Seven of Spades in Venus, okay? And what that means is, you know, in our whatever Venus we have is how we are in relationships, especially
uh-huh.
with women. Now, underneath lying that Seven of Spades is a King of Diamonds sort of karma card. And that, so when Jack of Clubs men get into relate when they get married, what's this guy's name? Just his first name. Just his first name. What is his name?
Michael.
Michael, okay. Sometimes they can be a little bit dominating. Because a King of Clubs is like a one-eyed king, and you know, they can, my brother's a Seven of Spades, so I'm familiar with this a lot. But, so that's just something to keep in mind. So it actually is good for them to actually be clear about the woman, because they can, because a King of Clubs can be dominating and critical after
mm-hmm.
they get married. A Jack of Clubs man can be that way. So you want to kind of, that's just something to keep in mind for you.
Uh-huh.
His birthday is September, what is it, September 13th? Is that what
uh-huh.
you said? And what year was he born?
73, same year.
73, okay. Okay, I'm looking at your cards here. Okay, first connection is a Mars, so that's a very a spiritual Mars, that's a sexual compatible. He's the Saturn card to you, mutual Jupiter, Uranus. There's a moon connection, okay. He's the moon card to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His Jack of Clubs is moon to your Queen of Clubs karma card. So that means you would be the boss in the relationship. So you need to, you're going to have to be the one to say what you want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an energy dynamic. It's kind of hard to explain right now, but it's an energy dynamic. Basically, you lead in the relationship, but especially if when the man is moon to the woman, and the woman doesn't really realize, she can be sitting around waiting for him, but you're the leader. So, you know, basically you need to be able to tell him what it is you want and how you want things to go. Now, I mean, as with any relationship, you know, the person has to be willing to follow. You know,
mm-hmm.
so he has to be willing. And usually sometimes it's hard for a man to follow a woman, but he's Saturn to you in a spiritual sense. So that might give him just what he needs to be able to be a teacher to you on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and he's Neptune to you. So you kind of see him as in this ideal way. Okay. So, you know, I mean, you do have some nice connections, and that moon connection more than anything would make you want to be close to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say this year is going to be probably the first part of the year. You're going to actually be able to, I think, is for you to really, you know, kind of buckle down and really get clear about what you want. And then tell him what you want and then see how he responds. See where he is with it all.
Okay.
Okay. And you said you've known each other since college, right?
Yes, we met in college.
And so you know, it's been a while, right? I mean, were you friends in college?
Yes. We went to different colleges, and we liked each other from the minute that we met, but he went to Savannah State, I went to Fort Valley State, and we just stayed friends because we met through another friend that I think kind of liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And we even have these pictures. It's like every year we would kind of run back into each other. And like I said, he's been playing basketball overseas ever since he graduated college. So we'd always constantly run into each other. And it was just last year when we reconnected here in the D.C. area, because I forgot this is where he's originally from. And we just hooked up, and it's like from the first day we met. And it's...
So how long have you actually been officially dating?
It's been since August of 2009.
Okay, so that's a
some time to, you know, and you knew him before, so you were somewhat friends, and I think that's some time to kind of know. I think, you know, so it sounds like you kind of have, you know, some ideas about what you want in the relationship. You want to get married, you want to have kids, and have you told him that?
Yes, he's a communicator. We have discussed, he knows I want to get married, and he knows I want family, and he's very family-oriented, too. It's just been a thing of he had mentioned, you know, he plays basketball overseas, so that means he's out of the country. Like, so far, he's been out of the country like 9 months this year.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, this may be his last year, or he may possibly have one more year.
Mm-hmm.
And he had discussed with me, you know, that when he got back, he wanted us to spend more time together, you know, take some trips, do some things, and, you know, prepare for that transition of life after being an athlete. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to be patient.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I think this is a year that you're going to find out one way or the other, you know. I mean, because
mm-hmm.
you do have quite a few marriage cards, and you have that Four Hearts Pluto, and he is your result card. So I think, you know, this year is going to tell. I mean, you probably end up, you know, my guess is, you know, you probably end up together. But I would say really just keep doing the work inside yourself. And just consider what I said about, you know, you being in the sun position. He's the moon to you in the sun position. So, you know, I think, you know, if you can just be able to formulate, you know, what it is that you want, that, you know, you'd say, I want to marry you. You know, let him know that you're actually thinking about him as the partner, you know, as the partner to you and to the father of your children. Okay, so real quickly,
academic?
Yep. Excuse me?
I'm here.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
All right, so any questions about that or another quick question?
No, I think you told me enough to think about.
Okay, yeah, so just think about you being the sun person, because you will need to be able to lead somewhat in this relationship, okay, for it to work.
Okay.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, well, thanks, Robbielle, and I hope with all of these changing phones and I'll be able to salvage a recording out of this some kind of way. I'm sure I'll do something. It might have to be two or three recordings, but I got most of it on there. So you'll be able to download this, you know, probably next week sometime so you can listen to it again, okay?
All right, okay.
Rabina, you still there? Hello?
Hey, yes, I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks for all your texts and everything, too. I appreciate
it. Oh, no, not a problem.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So what's up with you? You got a question?
Yes, I know. My question would be around relationship and just kind of planning for next year.
Okay, right. What's your birthday again?
127/67.
That's right. You're a king of clubs. 127/67. And how old are you now?
43.
43, and you'll be 44, right? Wait, yeah, you'll be 44. Okay. All right. January baby like me. Oh, and I meant to just rub you over here. My mom was a homecoming queen at Savannah State College. She mentioned her guy going there. But anyway, it's a small world. King of Clubs, Six of Clubs. That's you, that club. King of Clubs, wonderful people. Okay, so let's see I'm going to see what period you're in right now. And you probably should be going into Neptune soon if you're not already in Neptune, because it's coming to the end of your birthday year. So you're in, you got a Two of Hearts coming up in Neptune. That's like a lover's card. It could be, you know, meeting someone as a lover, but also it could also mean really getting together with a really, really close friend. Okay. So, yeah, you're in Neptune. You went into Neptune December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, so you're at the end of your year. The thing is, Neptune is the dreamiest time of the year. It's like the end of our year, you know, and it's sort of like, you know, we've had this year, and
sort of like a settling in of all the things that have happened, because, you know, on your birthday you're going to begin a brand new year. And it's really not the best time to be making major decisions. Like, if you've already, like, had, you know, it's like, it's just like not making any major decisions about something that starts in this period. But if you've had things going on all year and experiences all year, you make a decision about something that's been going on all year, that's fine. But if, say, like, you meet somebody new in Neptune, it's good to just wait, you know, just experience it and then wait till your next birthday and then kind of assess and see what it's going to be. Now, I just say this because you have a Two of Hearts here, and that's, like I said, that's either meeting somebody new, and that's like Two of Hearts, that's like two people together. And like I said, it could also be like a close loved one, you know, rendezvousing with them. Also, to Neptune could be, are you taking a trip or anything like that? Because it could be a long trip over water.
I'm going to Paris and Turkey and Morocco.
Oh, when are you doing that?
March.
Oh, March. Okay, you'll be in your Mercury period probably. March what?
2nd through the 12th.
Okay, so you'll still be in Mercury. You got an Ace of Diamonds, Six of Clubs. There's something new going on. Okay, so you're ending your year. And you had an Ace of Hearts. So this would have been the year for you to kind of feel what it is that you want in relationship. That's what this year would be. So did you find yourself like really kind of going within your? Okay, so I'm hearing yes.
Yep. I think I, you know, yeah.
Okay, you got clearer and clearer about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good. And what'd you come up with?
One I came up with, I want someone that's open-minded and conscious and that's economically stable and, that's very loving and supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you met anybody? New?
I have, but.
What? No, go ahead. When did you meet this person?
Let me see. We went out, I guess, a couple weeks ago, Thanksgiving, week of Thanksgiving before, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your sound, it didn't sound like it was your all that excited about it.
No. Let me see how to. He's a very nice guy. I'm just not sure if we're both on the same page of, you know, where we are in our lives.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, yeah. Okay. Well, cool. So, meeting him, and then because you're clear about, you know, what you need and, you know, to be happy, what you really want in a relationship, maybe, you know, that's good. You can be clear up front, you know, quicker as to whether or not this is somebody that you really want to invest any kind of time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so I'm not seeing any other relationship stuff by the end of this year, and you didn't have a lot of relationship stuff in your year-long cards except for that Ace of Hearts. So it seems like this was really a year for you to get clear about what you wanted. And that Two of Hearts, are you going to get together with family or someone you haven't seen in a while?
Not that I planned. I mean, I really haven't planned anything socially. I mean, just getting together with some friends that I always do.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what this Two of Hearts is going to be. It sounds like it's not that guy, but, you know, I mean, there's, you know, just kind of, I'm just curious to see what might happen over, you know, to your birthday, if you might just meet somebody. I don't know if it's, you know, you might meet somebody. Just going to put that out there. You might meet somebody. Okay, so for your next year, though, on your birthday, you've got a, trying to see, I still don't see a lot of relationships.
That's right. I'm already resigned about it. Just make me more resigned.
I see a lot of values and money going on next year, work and money.
Mm.
How's that been happening?
Yeah,
a lot of work and money, huh?
I mean, I've got some projects underway that, you know, I'm working on. I'm creating a new app and just, you know, do some things that, you know, that could profit into something.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I see a lot of next year for you. I see just a lot of, you know, you got a lot of Ace of Diamonds, Two of Diamonds. That's new work. That's partnership and work. You got an Eight of Spades. That's you know, a lot of work and a lot of focus and drive and power for work. And then in your King of Clubs, that was in your Six of Clubs for us. And then in your King of Clubs, you got Three of Diamonds, which is versatility and making money. You got an Eight of Diamonds, which is, you know, having the money to buy something, and a Nine of Diamonds. And then Two of Spades, Eight of Spades. You're going to be working a lot next year.
I know.
I'm sorry to tell you, honey. It's not, I don't see a lot of relationship stuff going on next year. At least that's the energy that's present. Now, you do have some underlying relationship stuff going on, but it's not going to be the main focus, okay? Mm-hmm. You got a Queen of Hearts and Mercury, so that's actually enjoyment in relationship. You got a Queen of Hearts and Mercury in your Six of Clubs, a Queen of Hearts and Venus. So somehow, even though you know you're going to be working, and I think you're going to make some more money, you're going to enter into some partnerships, or it's going to be important for you to kind of partner with other people or collaborate with people for leverage for these projects that you're doing. But there is going to be some enjoyment because, you know, like I said, you've got that Queen of Hearts and Mercury. That's really a card of, you know, sensuality, sexuality, and just pleasure in relationships. And then you've got Queen of Hearts and your other card in Venus. Venus is the area of our relationships with women in the home and relationships. So that continues for another period. So I'd say maybe you're just going to have a lot of pleasure, you know, on these trips, and maybe you're going to meet a lot of people because you've got Five of Hearts in each of these two, and that's a card of travel. So that would definitely indicate travel. But that's also, you know, a card of just, you know, changing your relationship status. So it's possible that you can meet someone and start dating them. But for the most part, I see the focus for you next year is going to be a lot of creativity because your long-range cards for both your King of Clubs and Six of Clubs are threes. You got a Three of Clubs and your Six of Clubs. That's long-range. That's creativity. A lot of creativity, and then you got a Three of Diamonds, and your King of Clubs is long range. So you're kind of tapped into, you know, creativity, work projects, making money for them, and relationships, you know, will be there, but they'll be enjoyable relationships. But I don't see any you kind of getting married next year or anything like that. Sorry,
Clarissa.
So I think, you know what I think, but what this says to me and what I see is if you, like, it's like, okay, so this is what energy is present, and if you just sort of like harness this energy that's there, it's going to prepare you to be in the place where when the relationship does come, you can just sort of like slide right into it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like don't put too much emphasis on focus on trying to, you know, like make a relationship come in. It's gonna come in when it's the right time for you. But if you instead just know, okay, so this is you know, this year if I really focus on these projects and just really allow myself to be a creative, then I'm gonna get like the wind beneath my wings. I'm gonna get help. I'm gonna be supported in so many ways. And you just do that, and the year will just be smooth sailing, and it'll be fun. And you got like these cards of pleasure underneath that, and travel, and so you're gonna have fun this year. But it's gonna be, you know, really you know, getting some new stuff out and work and being creative, and I think that then that is actually going to prepare you for, you know, a relationship to come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And do you think I should start Match.com and stuff like that, or should I just? Is this a good time to do that, or?
Well, you know, I mean, you have to, you know, you above anything have your own internal guidance. And so you have to, like, I'd say, go inside and really see if that is something you want to do. But, you know, I just don't see that as a focus, you know. I mean, you could do it as practice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it as something that, you know, it's going to be a lot of focus. And, you know, and you're actually going into a pre-birth year. That's, I don't have time to explain that. But I think more this is a time, again, pre-birth is the year before we're born, so it's more of a spiritual kind of preparation for birth and for going out into the world.
Mm, okay.
And in your, so I would say just focus on, I mean, like, if you just, like, if you get a hit, if something says, okay, go on Match.com or go on something, do it. You know what I mean? Just do it. But I can't say, oh, this is what you should do. I think you should just listen to yourself, because who knows the unfoldings of life. You know, there's this mystery of life, and there's something, that deeper awareness I was talking about. It's really guiding everything. And I think we're just here, if we can just pay attention to the whisperings within ourselves and learn to trust ourselves to be able to tune into this deeper awareness, and then to listen to it, and then to act on it when we feel that, you know, that strong heat, that urging, and we know when we feel it, it's just like this heat. It's like this is almost like you can't not do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't not do something. You know, okay, I got to do this. I had that happen to me recently, and I met somebody, you know, who's going to be a lifelong friend.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like this, I got to go back in this place. I didn't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this, I can't even go back in here.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, and you know it. Okay?
Yeah.
So just kind of, you know, when you pose a question to that part of yourself or to yourself, and then you get an answer like that, then I'd say act on it. And but from the energies that I'm seeing for you this year, it's really, I think it's going to be a fun year for you. You know,
okay.
It's going to be a fun year if you could just let go and trust in divine timing for your relationship, you know. Next year you've got a Queen of Hearts the year after that you've got a Queen of Hearts, a Pluto, so that's definitely going to be that's definitely a marriage relationship card, so you're going to be exploring that in some kind of way. So, and you got a Queen of Hearts in Venus, you know, the following year, so I can see that, you know, there's some, a relationship's coming up. A relationship is definitely in your horizon. And let me see. Yeah, you got a Queen of Spades with the Four of Hearts underlying that. You know, the next few years, relationships definitely coming, because in your 7 year, you got a King of Hearts, you know, displacement. So that's definitely the ideal man. You got a Six of Hearts result. But I think it's going to happen for you later. I mean, I think it's going to happen to you, like, not necessarily next year or the year, but somewhere after that, because a Six of Hearts is a fated relationship. It's a karmic destined relationship, and that's your result card for your 7 year. And you're just in the middle of your 7 year this year. You're going to be in your Mars period. I think more towards the end of the 7 year cycle is when you're going to meet this guy, because you got a King of Hearts result in your King of Clubs, but you got a Three of Hearts environment. That means variety. That means there's still some exploring and experimenting for you in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not done with that yet. It could be more than one guy coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually going to be good for you. It's going to be a blessing.
Mm.
Okay, so don't see it. So if you can see it as a blessing, the ability to be able to, you know, explore, you know, kind of relationships with more than one person, just to kind of, it helps you to actually get a feel for, you know, what it is you really want. I mean, we can do one thing in theory, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we do all this work inside ourselves, and then we have to take that and then apply it.
Yeah.
And it's in the application of it that we actually begin to make corrections and kind of see how it's actually going, how we're actually going to navigate it, you know, with our bodies, with the cells of our bodies, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
There is that aspect. Because I think that, you know, as you've done all this work, then you're going to get the opportunity to really actually apply it and actually follow through in the physical form.
Yeah.
Okay? And so just know that's coming, and it's going to be good for you, and it's going to be a blessing. And then after that, you'll be really, really clear. And then, you know, that person will be there, because, you know, you got a lot of powerful, you know, like heart cards, and ending up with a guy or ending in a relationship in your 7 years.
Mm.
So it's just going to be, you know. So take these years, these 2-3 years, to really just get to know yourself, and to get yourself. But this year is getting out into the world. I mean, I know you're already out. It's
creativity, it's getting projects out, it's collaborating with people, it's maybe traveling, it's self-expression. That is what I see this year is for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I think that's 1 o'clock. I guess I want to open it up to see if there's anybody else that has a question for me. And I apologize again for all the technical situations. And you know, it is what it is. So, and that's me, like, laugh at life. So I hope you all can find some amusement in it, too. But anyway, does anybody else have a question?
Well, Clarissa, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
And I just want to say, first of all, it's Mercury retrograde, so some of the technical problems may be attributable to that. And also, I just wondered, when you read the cards, are these preset cards that you're looking at? Like, for every year, somebody has a set of cards that's what their cards are for that year, or are you actually pulling cards for the reading?
Okay.
For this moment of the reading, like, how does that work?
Okay, good question. Okay, I'm not reading cards. I do not have any cards in front of me. The way the system works is that it uses the ancient mathematical way of something called quadration. So basically, the cards. First of all, I'm reading out of a book, and the book is called Cards of Your Destiny. There's also a program, but Cards of Your Destiny is by Robert Lee Camp, and I highly recommend this book because it has a list of all of the spreads to every card from age 0 to actually, the cards are quadrated, and from 0 to 44 is a different spread for each year. And then it sort of starts over again, but with a different long-range card up to age 90. So what happens is quadration, cards kind of shuffle in some kind of way, and then they're set out into what's called spread. Okay? And then for each card, a spread is read for each card. You'd have to actually see it to understand it.
Okay.
So
you're interpreting a spread that's already there, basically.
Yes, and the spreads are set.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the spreads are set. Once the cards are quadrated, then you can read the spreads for each of the cards, and they're set in place. Okay, I'm reading out of spreads that have already been calculated from this process of quadration. They don't change. And I'm just looking at the spreads in front of me, and I'm interpreting, the spreads consist of cards, the red card and the underlying card, seven periods of the year, and then five cards that represent the entire year. And I'm interpreting the cards, based on these periods and for long-range cards. So, no, I don't have any physical cards in front of me, but I do see spreads with cards, and I understand what each card, means, and then I'm interpreting them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very helpful to understand how the system works.
But
so you're reading potential energies. You're reading, what energies are available for that year.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. I'm reading like the energies that are available, and we like to say that if you learn how to navigate the energies that are available, you can harness. It's like harnessing the energies. It's like it helps you become successful because it's like this energy is already there, and you're just learning how to go with it, so it helps to not, to understand what's there so you can actually use the energy and go with it instead of sort of fighting against things or insisting that things go one particular way when it just seems like, the energy's kind of going this way. And it's good to just sort of be able to, like, okay, I'm going to ride this wave. I mean, now is a good time to say, get my work out into the world. Now is a good time to go within and work on some inner things. So that's the value of knowing the system. But if you get this book, Cards, it will teach you how to do it. I mean, he teaches you how to do it, and it has all the spreads in it. And I've told people that, if they want to buy the book, and as I'm giving people readings,
they can actually, that's why I ask people their birthday and I say what the card is and their age, because people can then look at the back of the book at the spread and they can see the spread and they can kind of also learn how to interpret the system by the way that I give a reading, you know. And so you can see the way I do it, and each person, I guess, is different. But also, too, he does teach you how to do the definitions of the cards. And this book, actually, you can learn how to use the system very quickly on your own and yourself and even be doing readings for other people. So it's very comprehensive, and people think, you can look at it and think, oh, it's kind of complicated, but it really is not that complicated. It's one of the easiest systems to learn that I've ever come across. Okay, so did that answer your question, Susan? Hello? 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 Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. So I think with that, then I'm going to end the class, and I thank everyone for joining me. This is going to be the last class of the year, and I will be back in January, the second week of the second Tuesday of January, and I will be sending out an email blast to let people know before the class. So I thank everyone and everyone who's participated this year. It's been a real blessing for me to have this opportunity to share myself and to serve in this way, and I'm just really appreciative of all of your love and support and your participation. So have a wonderful holiday season, and I hope everyone really feels some love and joy and really feel how loved and blessed they are and feel their uniqueness and how much they contribute to, you know, the lives of their friends and the lives of their loved ones and just to life itself. So good night. I guess good day. I don't know. California's morning. Well, it's afternoon here. So good afternoon, everyone, okay? Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.